Today in Rome, hundreds of thousands of the Catholic faithful attended a beatification ceremony for Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Pope John Paul II, celebrated the Mass in St. Peter's Square, but for the first time, the 83-year-old Pope was unable to read even a portion of his homily. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Today's Catholic ceremony was one of the most colorful and multicultural in recent memory. Many pilgrims came from India, where the ethnic Albanian nun had made her home many decades ago. She dedicated her life to the sick and dying in Calcutta. In the front row today, the homeless sat next to politicians and aristocrats, and the ceremony blended the East with the West. Indian girls wearing orange, white, and green saris carried incense and flowers to the altar. An Indian hymn played on tabla, harmonium, and bells resonated against the Baroque colonnade. John Paul, sitting on his wheelchair at the altar, was joyous, but his voice was shaky and halting, and he barely managed to read the Latin formula of beatification. Aides then took over to read the text of the Pope's homily. John Paul wrote, "I am personally grateful to this courageous woman whom I have always felt at my side. She was an icon of the Good Samaritan," the homily added. Mother Teresa shared the Pope's staunch opposition to abortion and artificial birth control, and they had a special affinity for one another, so much so that the Pope seemed willing to let her beatification overshadow this week's celebration for his Silver Jubilee as Pope. John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, says that by beatifying the ethnic Albanian nun in record time, only 6 years after her death, John Paul is sending a clear message to the Catholic world.
The Pope is taking advantage of the fact that, you know, Mother Teresa, in her own lifetime, became a celebrity, and not a celebrity because she was good-looking or because she was funny, but because she was holy. And I think that's the desire to capitalize on this extraordinary public following, public presence this woman has, to offer her to the world as a model of how a holy life can be lived.
In fact, John Paul told the College of Cardinals this week that Mother Teresa should be an emblem for the Catholic Church. Addressing the cardinals yesterday, the Pope also put to rest speculation that he might step down. He reiterated his intention to continue governing the Church as long as God wishes. But as today's ceremony demonstrated, the Pope's increasing difficulty in completing his speeches has raised the specter of what to do should he become incapacitated. There are no specific Vatican guidelines for such an eventuality. If he were to get sick, John Paul could authorize a church official to govern in his place, but that authorization would have to have been made beforehand. But the Vatican has never confirmed whether John Paul has left any written instructions. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.